Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We didn't talk about the Met game last night.
Do you want to?
Yeah, well, only because it got my night off on a terrible start, which was, you know, exacerbated by the Cavalier disaster. You know, you're watching this game. I told you this. They will score no more than four runs the entire series against the Cubs. They only scored one run last night, and you knew... On a Nimmo, how about Nimmo, by the way? Another double, another home run last night for the only run. You knew this game was over. In the bottom of the third inning, they got bases loaded, one out, Jose Bautista and Conforto coming up,
yep,
and they don't score. Bautista strikes out. Conforto hits a little dribbler to end the inning. Bro, you knew right then they were not winning this game.
You are correct. I felt that way. I knew that. You knew that Seth Lugo at most was giving you four innings,
right,
which he did, and he was brilliant
those four innings.
But let's be honest about something. Let's just go into this fictitious world where Conforto drives a two-run single. Let's just say.
Yeah, very fictitious.
Fictitious. Mets are up 2-0. All that did, him grounding out, was save us from the pain of another bullpen-blown game. Because the Mets were going to lose that game.
Well, they did blow it.
I mean, they were going to. There was no way when you ask for four innings from Seth Lugo, and then you say, okay, let's roll the dice with Hansel Robles,
Jerry Blevins,
yes, Buddy Bauman, Scott Copeland,
Woo!
Gerson Bautista.
Woo!
You knew they weren't winning that game.
By the way.
I mean, come on.
How much longer? And I, let me say this, too, and I want to get to this play, too. You know, how much longer do we have to see Hansel Robles? With that said, Schwarber leads off that inning. It's still no score. It's the top of the fifth inning. Schwarber leads off. It's a little pop-up down at third baseline. Little pop-up. But they don't catch it. You know why? Because they got the dumb shift on. And Robles, you know, it was almost an impossible play. Mesoraco almost got there. He got his glove on a ball. He had to dive for it. He couldn't catch it. Guillaume, I think, was playing third. He was too far away. How about Hansel Robles catching the ball? How about that?
Well,
how about him coming over?
He's too busy pointing at the sky.
Rondon even made the play, made the point, and I knew when that play wasn't made, that bad things were going to happen. He walked Schwarber, and of course,
but then he got the next two outs,
right? And then Zobrist just missed hitting a home run, and then he does hit a home run.
Well, see that's the game right there. I mean, I totally agree with you when you can't make that play, and then Schwarber gets on
base.
You know
they're getting burned.
But there's two outs. First, there's a wild pitch. First, you can't forget that one that moved Schwarber into scoring position. And we've seen this twice. Once with the Mets, Conforto in Philadelphia just missed a game-leading two-run home run. Foul. And then he actually hit one
right.
a few pitches later. So sometimes it actually does happen. But how about you get Ben Zobrist out? That's what it came down to. Hansel Robles had a chance to get through the inning, and he didn't.
Look, I understand.
He failed.
I understand all these other guys, who, you know, Bauman and all these guys that, are, you know, who knows who they are. Peterson, whatever their names are, I don't know.
He was actually good.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see what he is the next time.
Oh.
Anyway, how much longer do we have to see Hansel Robles? What has to happen for somebody in the Met organization to say, this guy stinks?
You want me to tell you what has to happen?
I mean, sir, what has to happen?
They have to have other arms that are competent, which they don't have.
But he's not competent.
I understand that, but Copeland and Bauman and Peterson, are they even major leaguers? They're probably worse than Robles if we saw them for an extended period of time. I'm not defending Hansel Robles. I'm ripping the fact the Mets have terrible options.
And Jerry Blevins stinks, though. Boy, Jerry Blevins, you're a left-hand hitter, he couldn't get you out. He couldn't get any lefty hitter out.
And Jerry Blevins,
he couldn't get out Jose Reyes right now, who can't sniff a hit.
Jerry Blevins is remarkable.
Not that he's hitting lefty against him, but still.
But he's actually better as a right-hand hitter than a lefty hitter in Reyes, but he's terrible in both ways.
Was he at 0.85 right-handed?
I think it's like 180 to 120 or whatever it is. But Jerry Blevins, in his time with the Mets, even before that with the Nationals, was always good at getting lefties out. That was the one thing about him. If you used him in the proper way.
Not now.
Well, now he can't. It's amazing what's happened to him. I guess it's an example of your typical reliever where you never know what you're getting from year to year. I guess that's what it comes down to with him.
Yeah.
Because over the last couple of years, he's been a good Met. When he's been out there, Didn't have a great second half last year, but he was always good at getting left-hand hitters
out.
Yeah,
well, not anymore.
But you look at last night, it's not just the bullpen. It's the fact they couldn't hit.
Now, what,
I mean, Jose Quintana, who's either all or nothing, shut him out for six innings.
Well, let me say this, too. I'm going to start with this, okay? It would be nice to see Mr. Cespedes eventually come back and play baseball. Does this guy want to play? I mean, seriously, I have to say this now because it's ridiculous. And I like Cespedes, but I'm getting tired of the act, bro. How long is this? Is this guy going to come back and play? Does he want to play baseball?
Well, he's a guy who didn't even want to stop playing.
That's what apparently, but now it does, seems like he doesn't want to stop playing again. I mean, what's going on with that?
Well, what about Todd Frazier? Well, guy's never been on the DL in his career.
We already got on that yesterday. I haven't gotten on Cespedes yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting on Cespedes.
Yeah, get on
now.
Either one of them. That's fine.
I'm getting sick of it. I seriously, I mean, when is this guy going to play? And I told you this. They will score. The Citi Field is a graveyard for this baseball team. They go there, and they don't hit. They hit better on the road. They're going to score four. I told you, they're going to score four runs the entire Cubs series. They got one so far. You watch.
They're on their way. They've set the pace.
I'm telling you. It's a joke. It's a joke. Oh. I'm sorry. I got nothing to say.
Oh no, I wanted to continue. Tell me more about how awful they are.
They're
at home.
Awful.
All right.
I'm sick and tired.
Right. I can't add anything to that.
We got one guy that's given me some life in Nimmo, who's turning out to be a terrific player. I mean, I don't know what's all of a sudden Nimmo. You know, give Aldis some credit. I'm not trading Nimmo. Well, he's turning out to be right with that.
Yeah, that's one thing he got right.
Right. You get that one thing right.
Yeah.
I mean, but outside of that, Jay Bruce. I mean, how much longer do we have to? And I know he's only got three guys on the bench. That's another thing with all these dumb relief pitches they got.
Well, because they have no choice.
That's the problem.
Because of what happened with Mats, where you can't even put him on the disabled list because there's a hope he's pitching Sunday.
A hope.
They were in a position last night, which in the National League is remarkable, where they only had three guys on their bench. And one of them's the backup catcher who you really can't use.
Oh, my God.
So you literally had – you're so handicapped offensively in that you can't even go to your bench. This isn't an American League game where, you don't really need to use a pinch hitter.
Will Jay Bruce ever hit a home run again for the Mets?
I don't know, man. I mean, when Ahmed Rosario is matching you homer for homer, that's a problem.
And I got to tell you right now, I was ticked off about this too. Why is Bruce playing and not Gonzalez? You can say whatever you want about Gonzalez. He's had a much better year than Jay Bruce.
Oh, not even close.
I'd rather see him playing last night, though. Why is he sitting and Bruce is playing? I'm like, well, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? I'm telling you, Callaway's starting to get me really ticked. I'm starting now. It's only 54 games. I'm already starting to get very aggravated with this guy.
Well,
I
in fairness, tell you. I'm aggravated with him, too. I'm more aggravated at Sandy because you're seeing what kind of miserable job he did. This is just not a good team.
You know,
a buddy of mine texted me. He's a Met fan, and he said, I just want to remind you it's June 1st. It's early.
Yeah, great. It's getting late.
I said, Adam Eaton, because it's Adam Eaton. You know, something else.
We know, one of the greats.
I said, Adam Eaton, let me ask you a question. You think this team's any good? Do you think they're any good?
Is he a Met fan, Adam Eaton?
He's a diehard Met fan. Okay. Like, legitimately great Met fan.
All right.
Great Met fan. He's like, well, they're okay. They're okay. I don't care what their record is. I don't care how many games out of first place they are. When you look at this team and you look at the cavalcade of awfulness coming out of this bullpen and even the back of the rotation, how could you conceivably be confident in anything? And look at the lineup.
Oh, God.
I mean, look at it.
It's horrible.
Jose Bautista was unemployed a few weeks ago. He's hitting third. Jay Bruce is a mess. Luis Guillerme is being forced to face left-handed pitching. Devin Masaroko, fine. He's been an okay Met. He's batting fifth.
Well,
the lineup is awful. The rotation after DeGrom isn't any good.
We saw Plawecki batting fifth two days ago, too.
I know. What does that tell you?
Batting fifth.
Well, what does that tell you?
I'm saying.
So, I don't know. I mean, I said to you the other day, the Mets will be good enough to win just a couple games to keep us sucking us in. But maybe this will be the weekend they're put out of their misery.
Maybe.
I don't know.
And then they got the Orioles, and then they play the Yankees. Oh, joy.
No, that's going to be
great.
That'll
be joyous.
The Yankee fans packing Citi Field.
Right. Exactly.
You know, here's the most.
Which is very all well and good with the Wilpons. Hey, just your money's as good as anybody's.
Green is green, Joe. Green is green. There's going to be 45,000 people at Citi Field Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
30,000 Yankee fans.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
No,
it's going to be terrible. And I don't even about to tell you this as a season ticket holder. I do not blame any Met fan for selling their tickets to Yankee fans that
weekend.
No, I agree.
Why would
How
you?
How could I blame you?
You can't.
Yeah, I can't.
With the garbage we're getting?
Well, and also, you can't give away Met tickets when they're not playing a team like the Yankees.
Right.
And so what are you supposed to do? And here's the best part. And the Mets aren't the only team who does this. I don't want to just pick on them.
Right.
They jack up the prices for Mets
Yankees.
No,
I know.
As if it's the World Series. And the truth is, I'll save you time, Yankee fans. I'm going to save you time because you're going to do it next weekend anyway. This is our World Series, right? This is our World Series. A chance at the big bad Yankees in games that we're going to forget about a year from now.
Oh, my God.
I hate the Subway Series.
No, bro.
I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
God bless you. Because I've been, you know how I feel. I can't stand it. I really. And, you know, it's bad enough they got to play him four times a year. Now they're playing him this year. They got to play him six. Oh, God.
I don't mind. You know what's funny? When they go to Yankee Stadium, I can actually tolerate it. I hate it at Citi Field because it reminds me of how the Yankees, and oh, by the way, you could burn those T-shirts from 3 years ago, how the Yankees so own this town. They so own this town.
Oh, my God.
It ain't even close.
Not even close.
Not even close.
It's not even debatable.
And if you disagree with me, go to Citi Field this next weekend, and you'll see the evidence right in front of you.
Not only that, but, you know, walking around town, walking around wherever I am in the metropolitan area, Jersey. Well, New Jersey's a big Yankee area anyway. But, I mean, rarely do you ever see a Met hat on anybody. I mean, really. And you see Yankee hats everywhere. You see, you know, it's ridiculous.
I'll make you this prediction.
I saw a guy living on the West Side Highway had a Yankee hat on.
Of course.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
Of course. I give you this prediction a week out from the Subway Series. Here is the guy who's going to have a field day at Citi Field. I'm going to give you the guy specifically.
Gleyber Torres?
No. I'm telling you, the number one guy.
Right.
Number one guy. Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's going to own it.
Oh.
He's going to own it.
Oh, my God.
Now, it'll be interesting
to see. Well, he's only hit a zillion home runs at Citi Field anyway.
Exactly.
How many has he hit there in his career?
He's going to feel comfortable.
Oh, man. He's going to be like right at home.
In fact,
the crummy Mets, and here I am.
Ernie, has Giancarlo taken a curtain call yet? Has he gotten one yet? I think he has. Okay, he's had one. His second curtain call is actually going to be at Citi Field.
Ernie. He's good for at least five home runs next weekend.
He is going to kill.
I'm excited.
Minimum five. I'm sure you are.
I'm sure you're excited.
Minimum five.
He's going to play left
field.
What
a disgrace.
He's going to play left field. They'll probably stick Gardner in center, whatever the heck they decide to do, because there's no DH.
We might end three bets of that weekend.
We may.
June 1st. Bro, it's June 1st.
I got to say something positive.
June 1st.
Can I do this?
There's over 100 games left.
You keep saying the date. This is a very special day. Very special day.
Right.
Because today I want to wish everybody a happy 6-year Johanniversary.
Oh, Johan. That's right. Johan's no hitter.
Johan's no hitter. Not one hitter. No hitter. I don't care that a call was missed.
Right.
Whatever. Jeffrey Mayer, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, no, there's been a few.
Don Dechinger. Okay. It happens. Yep. Okay? So I don't want to hear it. Don't screw with one of the days I love. Happy Johanniversary, everybody.
How about that? I forgot about that.
Oh, what a moment.
I actually have a huge poster in my cellar, in my basement of that moment.
Wasn't it beautiful?
No, it's great. No,
that's what we have. You know what I have?
I got moments.
I don't have a championship.
Got Ajita, too.
I have that. That's my championship.
Yeah, you know
my championship like is Johanniversary,
yep.
June 1st, 2012, yep. Against the hated Cardinals.
The hated Cardinals.
What a beautiful thing.
Yep.
Swing and a miss. Santana's done it. I don't care that he walked five guys and was never the same afterwards.
Right. And threw 185 pitches.
And I'll never forget this. Oh, I got another one for you. This is negative, though. His next start was at Yankee Stadium.
I was at that game.
You were there?
I left after the fifth inning. It was like batting practice. It was like batting practice.
But you remember this?
Five innings? No, it seriously was. And I was with my wife. I'm like, why? Let's go. We gotta leave. I can't deal with this anymore.
Do you remember?
I was there too. It was a good day.
No, I'm sure.
Shut up. Do you remember he pitched a 1-2-3 first inning?
Did he?
He actually did.
I remember Swisher hitting a home run and about six other guys.
Didn't Robbie Cano hit about seven home runs in that game?
Was it seven?
I thought he owned them. But I'll never, and this is the moron I am, and I want to apologize since you were there because I was there too.
Oh, it was painful.
When Johan pitched the 1-2-3 inning, I turned to my dad and I said, can you imagine he's going to do it again?
You didn't say that, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
No, come on, you didn't say that.
He's going to do it again.
Yeah, okay.
And you know what happened?
That was batting practice.
Batting practice.
Fifth inning, gone.
All right, let's be positive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.